All right, so we like to wrap up the year with kind of a recap and call to look forward in terms of what 2023 is going to look like, what the challenges are, you know, what to create as a community and how. So I have Kushti with me. How are you doing today, buddy?
Doing well. Hello, everyone.
So how are you feeling looking back at 2022?
Oh, so it was a crazy year, I guess, without that. But yeah, actually, quite good for the Ergo ecosystem.
Yeah, I think where we're sitting today, we certainly have seen a lot of development and a much better user experience. A lot of nice hackathons, a lot of good ideas, you know, in terms of...
Yeah. And yeah, wallets are working better, simply, right? We have more of them. And yeah, the node is also working much better now, actually.
Yeah, we've seen some major updates there.
Yeah, so there were a few protocol updates planned and not so. So yeah, it was a very busy year. And yeah, also a lot of crazy events, but happily mostly well around in the crypto ecosystem, right? For example.
Yeah, it's kind of a year of expensive lessons, let's call it.
Yeah, but maybe not for Ergo holders, right? Because, well, Ergo wasn't listed on FTX.
Yeah.
What else failed?
We had the whole Luna collapse.
Yeah, also not related.
Yeah,
Celsius. Luna collapse, a few other stable coins failed. Such as USDN, for example.
Yeah, a lot of what was sold to retail didn't have much backing, it seems.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in general, it seems, incentive-based stablecoin designs, well, are not good. So experience shows pretty clearly that all of them are fading eventually.
Yeah, so pause.
All right. FTX, Luna, what else? That's Celsius and yeah, stuff like that. But that's mostly about centralized finance, right?
That's right.
Yes, so yeah, not related also.
No, you know, in a way, it kind of pushes things back towards DeFi, which, you know, net might be a good thing. Painful, but I don't know. Certainly the type of tools that I would like to see crypto as a whole support versus the centralized service and yield side of things.
Yeah, 1000% APY and so on. So, yeah, it seems well after those dramatic events in the crypto space, so people are well starting to look for something real. Finally,
yeah, let's hope so.
Right, and yeah, I see a lot of people now challenging others, right? Like Binance, so-called smart chain, this BNB token, and so on.
Yeah, you know, we've seen the industry shift a lot. You know, take like 6 years ago, you know, the ICO shift, you know, now it's all about like VC and insider unlocks, and I don't know, things have changed a lot, maybe not for the positive.
Yeah, but I guess now actually quite a good time for recognition of kind of true crypto.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where over time it should revert back to first principles.
Yeah, so I actually witnessed that, well, to a certain degree back in 2019, so probably now it's about the same. All right, and yeah, so in the Ergo ecosystem also, so well, we had growth, right? And yeah, so some challenges also, not quite seen.
So what do you think were our points of failure this year and what to learn from?
Not points of failure, but for example, discussing things with those Kenyan farmers, right, who got loans from Ergoland now, actually. So it seems, yeah, we need definitely for more convenient on-ramp, off-ramp solutions. Right, because, yeah, I mean, they're using a scheme involving, yeah, I guess, KuCoin to get USDT, then Binance to Binance P2P, right, to get some local guy who can change USDT for cash. So yeah, I mean, it's quite complicated, right?
Yeah, ramping tends to be a bottleneck in our industry.
Right. So yeah, I mean, it's it's not solved, but yeah, there are some solutions, right, so, for Bitcoin and so on. And yeah, it's good to see that currently the community is actively looking for possible solutions, such as BISC, for example. There are some experiments. And yeah, even profitable because of arbitrage opportunities, right?
Yeah, that type of P2P certainly would be nice to have more options globally.
Right.
So looking forward into 2023, what do you see as our headwinds or challenges? And what are you most excited about?
Oh, so yeah, I see raising interest currently to the mixing solutions, right? So privacy enhancement solutions. So yeah, it would be good to work on improving liquidity situation there in Ergo Mixer, right? And yeah, also popularizing and improving Ergo Mixer, making it more accessible. So by the way, there is mixing support in Safe W wallet.
Yeah, we've seen low liquidity in that.
But yeah, Safe wallet is also not very popular. Right. So yeah, would be good to popularize advanced wallets we have. Also, such as Minotaur, which I also tried recently, which is supporting multi-sig, right? And multi-sig also could be very beneficial for some use cases. For example, for cooperatives, right? For some joint control of our funds. Then, yeah, Safe wallet and yeah, Nautilus is also getting new features, right?
Yeah, that's all a work in progress. I think by the end of next year, we'll probably see more dApp support and wallets and cleaner, quicker, you know, connection integration use case across dApps.
All right. So would be good also to do something again with big mining pools, right? So to make hash rates more distributed. We are different matter. So there were a lot of experiments, basically, right, from social campaigns in the mining communities to distribute mining hash power to subpooling, right, from Gitblock mining pool, which is now shut down, unfortunately.
Yeah, we can't mention 2022 without talking about the merge and how that's affected proof of work. You know, it's kind of a macro disruption that, you know, miners are still probably in the process of consolidating.
So, yeah, in regards with 2023, it would be good to show, miners' possibilities, right? For proof of work and smart contracts acting all together.
Yeah, in your mind, where do you think that starts, buddy? DeFi, I would imagine.
In 2023, storage rent will start to work, right? So this will change mining landscape somehow, right, in unpredictable way, actually. Depending on what pools will do about that, right? And this unknown, and it's actually their business, right? What to do? Miners and their pools.
I think that's going to be interesting, actually. See how they respond. See, if mining pools start to see if they can, potentially increase their payouts or optimize that economy for their users.
Would be good to see in the wild, more decentralized pooling approaches. So, as we know, there is certain progress here. So maybe something will be announced soon. TM. All right, and I believe things like FIMO, Fair Initial Mining Offering, so they will reborn, right?
Yeah, I think there's still a ton of potential options on the proof of work side that we haven't gotten to.
Right, in regards with protocol development, so we started already 6.0 discussions, right, getting feedback from ecosystem developers, what's really needed, because it doesn't make sense to make things which are not needed, right, at this point.
And so coming into 6.0, what are you doing in at the moment? I heard you were going to review a couple of papers and look at sub-block calls.
Right. So, I think to publish forum posts about papers I'm reading on the way. So, we'll start that soon, TM. All right, and currently the node is also getting the biggest update, actually, since the mainnet launch. So, bootstrapping with UTXO set snapshots and NIPA polls, and then, will be time to popularize alternative modes of node operation. Alternative to the default one, right, which is about downloading and verifying all the blocks from Genius.
So how's that going?
It's going pretty well locally. Now I'm getting UTXO set snapshot downloaded from peers, our peer-to-peer network, then reconstructed, and then full blocks applied to it. So then you can download some snapshots from say 2 or 3 months ago, right? Download and apply full blocks only after that, and you will have pretty much the same security, right? Because well, if 3 months long fork is possible, then yeah, I mean,
in trouble anyway, right?
Yeah, that's the huge trouble anyway, right? So I think in January I will do bootstrapping with new propose, right? And we'll also propose bootstrapping with UTXO set snapshot for reviewing, and then around February, it will be possible to start something new. So maybe something towards 6.0, let's say, some alternative one, because it's not quite clear still. Do we need for sub block confirmations, right? Especially if it will require a lot of breaking changes on miner side. Probably not very realistic then, right? And then instead we can do something like compact blocks, and actually there are some papers how to do them much more efficiently. And then we will at least we'll have full bandwidth utilization all the time, which is about much higher TPS with the same security.
That sounds good. Looking forward to February. So if you look out a year, now let's say we have this call again next year at the end of 2023, where do you want us to be? What are the primary points that you'd like to see the ecosystem grow or improve or develop as a whole?
Hard to predict, because something been appearing around suddenly all the time, would be good to see Ledger integration, into that official app store finally.
That's been too painful.
Pretty predictably painful. So as far as I know, that process of ping pong, right, with the support, well, it's quite a usual thing. In our case, things were even more complicated, right?
Yeah.
Outsourced developers also were not stable all the time. There is progress still, so let's hope the Ledger integration will be done soon. I hope that we will see more kind of traditional DeFi, duck pools, for example, right? So yeah, it's quite good. Then some not so traditional DeFi like Ergoland, right? Which is already doing private testing, Then Rosin Bridge public testing is coming, and yeah, it's also well, thing going on for a very long time, but yeah, maybe good that we well late with that, right? So then there was no wormhole bridge launched, for example, right?
Yeah, you know, sometimes first over the hill is first on the tip of a spear, right? Sometimes it's not always better to be first in this industry. You can learn a lot post-mortem for other projects.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. All right. Then, yeah, Dexia launch, I think, will be around February or March, hopefully. And then, yeah, would be good to see, well, a revival of, well, grassroots financial tooling discussions in the community. Like LEDs and so on, right? So actually, yeah, with kind of basic set of DeFi tools, right? Improved on ramp and off ramp. So yeah, it makes more sense, right? Even.
No, it does. That's always kind of been the bottleneck in real peer to peer tools, has been that ramping issue.
Yeah.
So in terms of the infrastructure side, are there any areas that you see that we need to focus and improve?
Yeah, but pretty much as usual. So would be good to we can have dependency on Explorer, right? Especially the instance provided by Ergo Foundation. Then, yeah, frameworks like Fleet, so on.
Yeah, that Explorer is something that I would love to see kind of move away from that central dependency. All right, buddy, anything else to discuss or cover? You know, looking back at 2022 or looking forward into 2023?
All right. Yeah, would be good. So there was pretty good progress around mid 2022, especially in regards with discovering layer 2 designs. Right. So yeah, Cheese and Queen made actually a lot of nice things around that. But yeah, unfortunately, yeah, in recent months there was slowdown about that. Maybe because of layer one improvements, right? Also market conditions. Yeah, it's also was about a few folks just maybe they just doing something different now. Would be good to see more developments in 2023, right? Maybe it will not be so much needed still, right? Especially with increased layer one performance max throughput, but would be good to consider something for future, right, and be prepared for that, and also consider side chaining designs it's kind of ongoing discussion, right? Which is, very slow. So let's hope well, speed up will happen in 2023.
Well, that would be nice to see.
All right. What's in your mind about that?
In terms of moving forward into 2023?
And 2022.
2022 was kind of madness in the macro sense. We saw a lot of highly experimental DeFi schemes implode. We saw a lot of central parties, basically pulling yield from out of, the ethos somewhere, and it didn't turn out to be so real. So I think right now, as we sit at the end of 2022, the mindset of the average person looking at crypto is really trying to figure out what the hell it's about. Is this real, right? We have a lot of promise as an industry if we focus on core principles in terms of, having financial products with transparent assumptions and distributed trust, right? But that doesn't seem to be the intent of a lot of products that, make noise and get a lot of view, I guess, from the general average user. So I think moving into 2023, that's the challenge as an industry we have, not just in Ergo, but, demonstrating why this industry exists and why it's valuable beyond just the number.
Right. Very true, right? Especially, that's in addition to very experimental products sold to public, right, and then failed sometimes with billions, right, on board. You also have a lot of hack steal, flash loan attacks and so on, and I cannot recall anything on Ergo happened in 2022. Anything like that, right?
No, we probably had a couple of people that jumped into contracts early and got burned, nothing major like that.
No any hacks at least, right? And
no hacks.
Yeah, no flash loans, keys been lost, like with Serum, for example, pseudo decentralized exchange with the only key being possessed by someone in FTX.
Yeah.
And the key was somehow lost, maybe. Maybe not, who knows? I mean, it seems actually, nobody knows who owns the key even in the FTX team. Pure madness. In Ergo, I don't know about such trivial rights issues.
No, none that I'm. Yeah, we have an interesting year laying out in front of us. Not just within the crypto industry. There's certainly like a lot of headwinds and pressure. But even if we zoom out a little and look at the macro picture of the world, there's just a lot of uncertainty at the moment. And to some degree, I think that's why these type of tools have value. You can look at economies around the world that are, either suffering from high inflation or imploding a little bit. Wouldn't it be nice if they could plug into a larger global economy without permission, right? And actually have stability. Hopefully our industry delivers that one of these days.
Right, yeah. So, 2023 would be more friendly to crypto, right? Because of, a lot of unfortunate events, such as defaults. For example, Ghana declared default just recently, maybe a few days ago. Yeah. And they also announced that they are going to buy oil with gold,
mm-hmm.
right? With physical gold. But yeah, probably it makes more sense to use digital gold, right?
Yeah.
Also doing for financial tooling, right, around digital gold. Physical gold is not so good for that.
No, I think we're entering into the unique time in history. Both excited and nervous looking at the macro picture. Let's see.
All right. What else to discuss?
I think as an ecosystem, to be honest, I think we've done really well. Argo has always kind of been small, maybe a little bit nerdy, lacks some marketing coverage and market access, but those things aren't cheap in this industry. But in terms of actual community development, open source code frameworks, and kind of the principles, I think we do great.
Right. And yeah, actually, we also got listed on a few exchanges, right, including Hobi,
yeah,
which is one of the biggest exchanges.
Yeah, we certainly have increased our presence in kind of the Asian markets. I know there's a ton of users out there that are saying, when U.S. markets, when, Kraken or Coinbase or Gemini or something of that nature. And hopefully 2023 is the year.
Right. Is Gemini still alive, by the way?
Hey, I don't even know what's the latest drama, to be honest.
They got into troubles, I believe, right? Because of, I don't know, Genesis, no?
Counterparty risk.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You got to be careful where your yield comes from.
Gemini. All right. Yeah, so after FTX, they were in partnership with Genesis Global Capital. And so, they got into some issues.
Yep. Down a party risk with that particular exchange. I don't know how it shakes out. Let's see.
Don't know much about Coinbase, but Kraken sounds good, actually. So
that's what to pursue this year.
All right. Yeah, people are also asking when Binance usually, right? But yeah, let's see. So in coming weeks, at least, it's better to just wait and see. What else will fail, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation and a lot of regulatory pressure out there. That's kind of like one of the wild cards in our industry. And then the question is, okay, once that card hits the table, how are projects going to respond, right? Some pretty serious regulation in that, opposes core principles of the cryptocurrency in terms of like open access and privacy and, you know, really basic, I guess, foundational aspects of our industry. How are projects going to respond? That's an unknown in my mind. I mean, I think I know how the Ergo ecosystem will respond, but more broadly, I have no idea.
All right, let's see. Yeah, so a lot of uncertainty ahead.
Well, you know, that's kind of the reason why systems with cryptographic proof have value, right? Gives you a certain element of certainty.
Right, yeah. So the goal of crypto systems, right? Crypto financial systems to be anti-fragile, right?
Yeah, that should be the goal.
Non-fragile, at least, right? I think Bitcoin, for example, and Ergo, pretty good in regards with anti-fragility, right? Bitcoin, for example, survived through biggest exchanges being crashed, like Mt. Gox, for example, right? Then BTC.
Sure.
And it will survive Binance crash, for example, right? Not without some issues for someone in the ecosystem, but still, right? After all, the ecosystem will just get stronger.
Yeah, the protocol outlive their users, ideally, right? That's part of anti-fragility.
Right. So yeah, after all, the network is getting stronger, just. I think the same could be said about Ergo, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously, Bitcoin has been in the fight a lot longer and, let's say, taken some major setbacks and, you know, readjusted. And it could be rough seas ahead for us as well, but I do think as an ecosystem we'll be around.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, going into 2023, any advice for the community out there? Whether it's developers or users, miners.
Stay strong and build. That's it.
Yeah, build and have fun. That's what I say. Wild industry, wild times, but it's fun to work on these systems.
Crypto is, crazy times, right? So it's kind of plan B, all the time, for basically everything.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's just a matter of having a solid lifeboat. You know, when we have a lot of these experimental protocols that, you know, are sold as seaworthy and then everybody sinks, that's sad to see. We had way too much of that this year.
Let's see what 2023 will bring.
All right, everybody. I hope everybody out there, you know, stay safe, stay warm. Happy New Year. Moving into 2023. Thanks for being with us. And hopefully, as an ecosystem, we just deliver a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, happy New Year, everyone.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Bye, everyone.